blackthorn blossom. Blackthorn trees are early starters, bursting into effusive white blossom early in the year, before they have even grown any leaves, before any other trees have thought too much about flowering. During March and April, the thorny branches of this humble little tree erupt in a flurry of wispy white flowers. En masse, the delicate petals cast their bright white glow all along the otherwise still dull hedges of the countryside. Scrubby woodland corners are brought alive from the hillside, all thanks to the brightness of the blackthorn blossom. Close up, these small, dark, scrawny trees are a tangle of dark bark and enormous, threatening spines, though the covering of petals now seems to soften their prickliness, a sure sign of spring taking the reins from the dark harshness of winter. Blackthorn trees are pioneers in every way. Their special strategy in life is to set themselves and their offspring into new ground readily, spreading both by seeds and suckers, taking over forgotten field corners with a jumble of twigs and long menacing thorns. In doing this, blackthorn paves the way for others, providing shelter for the saplings of other more vulnerable young trees, protecting their peers from the chomping jaws of grazing herbivores. For blackthorn bushes with their long sharp thorns are capable of piercing the hooves and hides of these eager browsers, and by acting as such a strong deterrent, they claim back space for all the alder, birch and oak who also want a go at life. Blackthorn are adept at the art of cooperation, helping woodlands to spread, nurturing all the little herbs that avail of the thorny thickets of twiggy shelter. Wood anemones, primroses and bluebells can all find a home beneath the protection of blackthorn branches. Weary bees and butterflies are drawn in too. Bumblebee queens, having just awoken from their long winter slumber, are eager to come upon a good feed of pollen. But spring is slow to fill with flowers. The abundance of blackthorn blossom appearing from a hedge must be like finding an oasis in the desert if you're a bumblebee queen at this time of year. Early butterflies, emerging now from a long winter sleep, will be welcomed to the blackthorn for a fill of sweet and energising nectar. And there's a small, furry, pale brown moth whose kind are especially drawn to blackthorn too. The small egar moth lays its eggs around now in the tangle of blackthorn branches. In a few weeks' time, when the petals have all fallen and the leaves appear, the caterpillars of this particular egar moth will emerge, carefully timed to coincide with the first flush of little leaves. Nest-building songbirds have a fondness for blackthorn too, the density of its growth offering some degree of safety for nestlings, protection from prying predators. And the caterpillars will of course be there on hand, all in good time for the birds to feed their nestfuls of hungry little chicks. So all this early flowering, the thorniness and tangle, are exactly what so many species need to make it through the lean spring days. Blackthorn's continental cousins, the cherries, apricot and almond trees, have the same family trait of early flowering. I like to imagine all the almond trees of the eastern Mediterranean erupting in flower now too, a beacon of blossom in bleak days. Our native bird cherry and all the exotic cherry blossoms are cousins of the blackthorn too, a great big family of flowering and fruiting trees, all going by the name of prunus. The only downside to the raft of delicate spring blossom is that it will not last. Their bright white blossom will soon fade and fall away, carried off on a gust of wind like confetti to the ground. In just a few weeks, their enthusiasm will be a fleeting memory. But here and now, these blackthorn blossoms are like lanterns, lighting the way through to the forthcoming fullness of lengthening and strengthening days. Thank you.
thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was ringing, ringing, ringing with the joy that you the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the sea. Now if you the black thorn tree, but oh, it is my tears I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the love that is sleeping far.